Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike DeMauro from the New London Day. Well, I guess it's, you know, you got to bear the burden when you're so successful, Mike. By the way,
you have to tell me how that is, what that is.
Your BC Eagles need one more win, buddy, to get bowl eligible, right? I mean, they got.
Yeah, I think they'll beat the Carolina Saturday.
All right.
They should be all right.
Because Pitt's pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
I like Bill O'Brien, so I want them to.
Oh, I love him. I think they're finally got the right guy.
I hope he stays there. Yeah, listen, I originally wanted to have you on to talk about boozing at kids' games, which we will get to, but I didn't know if you wanted to reflect at all. I know you had a column on his, you know, Geno's best wins, but I mean, Geno's been a gem here for 4 decades. I didn't know if you want to reflect on, you know, this 12-17 and everything.
Check, the greatest journalistic experience of my life was the years that I had on that beat. He was so good to us, and he continues to be, but it's not this way anymore. But when we were on the road, and I was on the road with them from '96 through '02.
Oh wow!
Every night before a road game, he would go down into the hotel bar and hold court. And some of my favorite nights ever, Jack, were just listening to him and his stories, his life experiences. Just a fascinating guy. He could not possibly have treated us any better.
Yeah.
And here's to 1,217 more.
You know, I said that, you know, I was at NBC Connecticut. It started in the fall of 02, and I did a lot that season and a little bit the next season. Even if he didn't know who you were, if you asked a question, I mean, he was soundbite gold every single day. And I say part of it's performative, but it doesn't even matter.
Well, I said to him once, you know, you think you have the hard job here. Try being us. It's like all of your games are the same. You win by 40. We have to tell the same right. story 40 different ways every year. I mean, every night, you know. And we did it because he always came up with something new.
Yeah, and he talked to and about his players in a way that sort of. I think it helped. Sort of like you talk about equality in sports. I think he helped that by, like, you know. He treated it like it was anybody. He talked to them directly, bluntly, sometimes crudely, just to, you know what I mean? That's what he did.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And no, he treated his players like players.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, listen, so I wanted to have you in. I talked earlier, you know, I've done youth sports in Jersey. I've done it in Boston. I've done it in Connecticut. It was the culture in Braintree, Mass. To drink. You know, drop the kids off at practice, go to a bar, solo cups in the outfield, and, you know, whenever there was a tournament, God forbid, I mean, you were in that lobby with a cooler until you couldn't move. And so, but it never translated into trouble, you know, at games. But I really, you know, I see your point. Like, is there really an increase in the visibility of this kind of thing at U Sports?
Increase probably not, but I think athletic directors and other officials are more sensitive to it now because environments are becoming more unstable. Hmm. I mean, we've had fights in the stands at high school games down here this year to the point where some schools aren't playing at night anymore.
Huh.
They get boozed up, and then, you know, then you get adults not modeling the behavior that they need to.
Yeah.
I mean, and Shaq, I made the point that I enjoy drinking a lot. I mean, Matt has seen me in alcohol-infused rage watching the Yankees many times. I mean, listen, I do it, but I'm certainly not going to do it at my son's game.
Yeah.
You know, there's a time and a place.
I thought the lead was the reason why I wanted you on. I thought the lead was, and you go to the New London Day. Is it theday.com?
Yeah.
The lead is the best. Full disclosure: I don't like drinking. I love drinking. My next pet may be a gray goose.
Well, seriously,
I love it.
And everybody who knows me, you know, would say, "Gee, Mike was in a bar." No,
no,
it can't be. No, but so. I feel like I'm kind of qualified here to say, guys, tone it down, yeah, will you?
Just do it somewhere else. I was having a conversation. A buddy of mine works at the college level, and he brought his son to a game. I won't say the sport. And his son said, "These parents are the worst." And I'm just curious, like outside of the drinking, like what sport in terms of parents and they're being brutal? Like, which one's the worst?
Well, honestly, right. If I had to guess, I'd say basketball because they all want to. It's probably the highest attended in our state, and they all want to officiate the game, and it's really bad.
Now, parents are brutal. They want a return on their investment, and they just they think.
Well, yeah, and you know the thing that it's like you almost want to film them and go, you know, here's what you look like.
Right. Yeah. Hey, we got to run. Always great to talk to you, Mike. We'll
Absolutely.
Catch up soon. Sorry, we're
Thanks
a little bit tight on time, but we'll talk again. Mike DeMauro,
okay.
The great Mike
Thanks.
DeMauro from the New London Day here on Brian and Company.